Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens, one half of the Winnipeg Slice, talking today with the owners of Coal and Canary. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having us.
So for anyone who doesn't know what Coal and Canary is, you guys make handmade specialty candles. Your scents are always pretty different than anything you find anywhere else in the city. There's fresh cut grass or a bouquet of flowers. But your most recent one, called CFL's Loudest Fans and Game Day Plans, it's a little different. So can you tell me a bit about how that came about?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we love, you know, all of our local teams in Winnipeg. And we were lucky enough to have the Blue Bombers actually approach us. And they're looking at promoting more local products within their stores, which is really exciting. It's a big movement that's been going on, you know, in Canada in general, and especially in Winnipeg. And yeah, they just said, hey, we love your product. We think it'd be a really fun collaboration.
So how did you go about deciding what the scent was going to be?
So the scent for the Bombers kind of had to be a little bit different than anything else we produce. It was kind of catered towards a different demographic. So we kind of came up with the smell that would be reminiscent of kind of football in general. So the field and the football and the leather and the things like that. So it's a little bit more of a masculine smell that kind of combines all three of those things.
That's like capturing a moment or a feeling in a candle. Have you gotten any feedback about if it's been successful so far?
They just started selling a week ago, so it's pretty new still. So we haven't received any feedback yet. But the feedback on social media has been incredible. So people are really, really excited about it and excited to go out and check it out.
So if people want to find out what it smells like, where can they go to purchase their own candle?
Yeah, for sure. So it's available at the Bomber store at the actual stadium itself at Investors Group Field.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg. Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christy Nickel of A Winnipeg Slice. I'm talking to Allison August from Assiniboine Park about their summer entertainment series. Welcome, Al.
Hi, nice to be here.
Talk to us about the entertainment series. I have heard of the movies in the park, but you have other things going on this year as well. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the Casinos of Winnipeg Summer Entertainment Series has a few different events under its umbrella. We have the ever-popular Movies in the Park presented by Scotiabank, and that'll be coming up in August. And then the Summer Music Series on the Lyric Stage, and also the Jazz in the Leo Mole Sculpture Garden every Sunday afternoon.
Let's talk about the movies coming up.
Okay, well, the movies actually are every Friday night in August, and we have a double feature every Friday night. The early show is at 7 p.m., and the late feature is always at 9:15 p.m., and we always start off with a family-friendly show, so we have Sing, Finding Dory, and Moana, as well as Trolls this summer. And our late feature is always a little bit more for an adult audience. This year we have La La Land, Captain America, Civil War, Arrival, and Rogue One from the Star Wars trilogy.
For anybody who hasn't attended a movie in the park yet, do you have any tips or tricks to kind of be prepared for it?
Yeah, people get here early to try to get a good spot. Pack a little picnic. We also have our concession booth open, so you can get popcorn and treats there.
So I know that the music series started last month, but there's still some really exciting artists coming up. So can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect later on?
Yeah, so we've had a really exciting season so far. Coming up later this month, we have New Frequency, which is a Stevie Wonder tribute band. Leanne Pearson in August, who's a country music songstress, as well as some other really fun shows. So we have the stage programmed every Thursday and Sunday. We also have a free weekly yoga class every Wednesday morning at 6:45 a.m.
Well, this is great. I haven't seen La La Land, so I'm really excited to come down and see it when it comes on August 4th. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.